I think at this point, we may end in a couple minutes so that in our next session, we can discuss more of your activity with the business, more of your activity with your personal social activities. But one of the questions we'd like to go back to is, in the early years, your father had two other partners and then ended up becoming a family-owned business.
Sole owner.
If you could talk a bit about that transition.
Well, I don't really know. I think I would surmise, I don't know this, that he broke up with the laundry owner when they bought the building, because that would mean, why would he buy the building? It meant he'd have to move out. They probably expanded enough so that he occupied the space that he could. I don't know this, I'm surmising, okay? Now, with Leo Gold worked with my father, and we were a close family. They used to, every Sunday, the two families would go out to dinner. Leo Gold had a daughter, and they, of course, were trying to match me up with the daughter to keep everything okay, but that didn't go. Leo worked in the business. He was in charge of a couple of the large customers. We had the Crowley Milner account. You know that name, Crowley Milner? They had a tea
department
room.
Store.
Yeah. You know, next to Hudson's, not quite the status or the size, but that was a very large account of ours. And Leo's function was to keep that customer happy. We had another large customer, Hedges Wigwam, on Woodward Avenue and 8 Mile Road. Do you remember that?
I know of it.
You know of it? Well, with the Indian there, and it was a cafeteria. It was a nice, had that one for years. Anyway, he had a couple of accounts that he was in touch with, okay? And, but my father was the drive, would make all the decisions, and he was really the boss in every which way. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yeah. So another thing about this is, you said earlier that the factory was in Hastings Street, near Hastings Street.
Yes.
Now, of course, Hastings Street is widely known in Detroit for being an African-American
South
neighborhood.
Black Bottom. Black Bottom.
Right.
Farther north, it was a Jewish retail area, okay? And in fact, I got to tell you this funny story. One of the businesses on Hastings and Farnsworth, was a delicatessen. Boeskies, you know that name, Boeskies? Well, this was another family with three or four brothers. Each one opened a separate restaurant and delicatessen. The son of one of these guys left Detroit, went into the stock market, and opened the company, and he called this company Hastings and Farnsworth. Now, to me, that's funny. That sounds like an Anglo-Saxon name, right?
Very English.
Right. Anyway, that's where their first deli was. It was a couple blocks away from our plant on Hastings. We used to have lunch there all the time. Anyway, okay.
What was the nature of your workforce at this time?
The plant help was black. And the Rautman were mainly Jewish. In fact, to start with, they were all Jewish, but they gradually were replaced by non-Jews. And today, the only Jewish employee I got is this Russian. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're not trying to discriminate. This is out of the ken of Jewish employees. And we started early, well, even during the first riot and the second riot, we had a wonderful black man, Joe Webb, started on working on the wash rack, which was hard labor. The machines, you had to open up and you had to load them by hand, you had to unload them by hand. You know, this is all gone now, untouched by human hand. Well, you'll come down to visit our plant to see how the operation goes. But why did I get started on that?
I mentioned the makeup of the workforce.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to indicate that you were hiring large numbers of African Americans long before a lot of businesses would.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was all, the plant labor was all black. And the management, this one guy I started to tell you about, Joe Webb, he started as the washman, which was the highest skill in the plant, where you had to know wash formulas and so forth. And it was a marvelous, marvelous man. During the riots, he got on top of the roof with a shotgun to protect our plant.
In 43?
Yes, yes. And no harm came to the plant, okay, in either riot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.